Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 25, the verses 6 to 7. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 6 to 7. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. My theme for reflection is the wisdom of taking the last seat. The wisdom of taking the last seat. There is a story about a young intern who, on his first day at a prestigious company, confidently walked into a boardroom meeting and took a seat near the head of the table. He assumed that because he had graduated top of his class and had been hired by such an esteemed firm, he belonged among the decision makers. Moments later, the CEO walked in, paused, and then gently told him, "That seat is reserved for the director. You may want to start at the back and work your way forward." Embarrassed, the intern quickly moved to the far end of the room. Proverbs 25, 6 to 7 offers similar wisdom. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. At first glance, this seems like practical advice for navigating social and professional settings. No one wants the humiliation of being demoted in front of the others. But as with much of biblical wisdom, the deeper lesson is about the posture of our hearts before God. True humility is not about false modesty or strategic self-lowering for the sake of being honored later. It is about recognizing our place before the King of Kings and allowing him to lift us up in his name. The world tells us that success comes from self-promotion, from pushing our way forward, from making sure we are seen. But God's kingdom operates on an entirely different principle. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Samuel Morse, the inventor of the telegraph, understood this principle well. Despite his brilliance and success, Morse remained deeply aware of his dependence on God. This is what he wrote: "The more I contemplate this great undertaking, the more I feel my own littleness, and the more I perceive the hand of God in it, and how he has assigned to various persons their duties, he being the great controller, all others his honored instruments." Even after revolutionizing global communication, Morse did not seek to exalt himself. Instead, he acknowledged that his talents and opportunities were given by God. Contrast this with the way society often operates today. In an age of social media, self-branding, and endless competition for recognition, we are subtly trained to seek validation, to elevate ourselves in the eyes of others. But the wisdom of Proverbs and the life of Jesus remind us that the truly great are not those who push their way to the top, but those who are willing to serve, to take the last seat, to let God determine their honor. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Being a Christian is less about cautiously avoiding sin than about courageously and actively doing God's will." Humility is not passive. It is an active choice to trust God's timing, to serve where he places us, and to find contentment in his purposes rather than our own ambitions. My dear friends, the question we must ask ourselves is this: who truly reigns in our hearts? Do we seek honor before earthly powers, Or do we humbly serve in the quiet places, trusting that our faithfulness is seen by the only King who matters? True greatness is not found in status or recognition, but in a life devoted to Christ, who himself chose humility over power. May we live each day in service, knowing that one day, in his perfect time, our heavenly King will call us forward, saying, "Come up here, good and faithful servant." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you tempted to seek recognition or status rather than waiting on God's timing? Number two, how can you actively practice humility in your daily interactions, not just in words, but in heart and action? Heavenly Father, teach us to walk in true humility, not seeking our own honor, but trusting you to lift us up in your time. Help us to serve others without expecting anything in return, and to live for your glory rather than human applause. May our lives reflect the humility of Christ, who took the lowest place so that we might be lifted up. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us always, now and forevermore. Amen.